This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning. Look, y'all, it's a rainy, chilly start to the week.
Yeah, and doesn't look like we're even going to see 60s till the weekend.
So we're not hooting and hollering over the weather, I can tell you that. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff with the forecast.
Hey, appreciate it. Good morning. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the crazy weekend we had with 82 on Saturday. And see, the high yesterday was 50, but that occurred right after midnight. And we're in the low to mid 40s now. There's areas of light rain and patchy drizzle just about anywhere you travel. Fog's not too bad out there, but be careful going over area lakes where the water's a little bit warmer.
And with the change in weather, we've sent Georgia Alfredas out to check on the conditions for your morning commute.
From Frisco to Dallas, it's been a mixed bag of light drizzle here and there. But this cold and damp are basically your new BFFs this morning, so keep that in mind. The roads are slick, and I've been noticing a lot of drivers still pushing it at or above the speed limit. And that is definitely not the vibe for a safe commute. So slow down and be careful. Also, I can feel this dampness right through my boots, probably because of my lousy choice of socks, but still, word to the wise, thick socks, warm coat, and a hoodie or beanie as you head out today. In Dallas, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are following this developing story out of Irving. A desperate search is on where police report a child is missing. Irving police learned about 12-year-old Allison Lopez last night and say she left home Sunday morning to walk to a nearby birthday party, but she never made it. Police believe she may be in Alabama or surrounding states by now. If you know anything about this missing child, please call Irving Police or simply dial 911. Last seen, Allison Lopez was wearing blue jeans, a black hoodie, and a black pair of shoes with pink soles. We have a picture of her on our website. Go to KRLD.com.
No three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Unfortunately for Cowboys fans, it's the division rival Philadelphia Eagles who won Super Bowl 59 after toppling the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. A huge career-defining night for Philly quarterback Jalen Hurts, who secured the game's MVP honors after throwing for 221 yards, rushing for a game-high 72, and adding three total touchdowns to just one turnover. And during the Lombardi Trophy presentation, we heard from Hurts amid the confetti falling on Fox.
God is good. Yes. Better than the highs and the lows. Couldn't be here without my teammates. You know, the effort, the determination everybody displayed to get to this point. Hell of a game today.
On the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Naturally, Eagles fans are thrilled by the result of the Eagles-Chiefs matchup, but they were most surprised by such a one-sided game.
It wasn't even close. Wow. Philadelphia came to play. and they were on a mission, obviously.
Sunday was not the biggest deficit in Super Bowl history, but it was right up there. The Eagles led by 24 points at the half and upped the score to 34-zip before Kansas City got on the board in the third quarter. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A 36-year-old Tarrant County jail inmate dies over the weekend. The county says it was after complications from a suicide attempt a couple days earlier.
Officials say the man was booked into the jail on Tuesday on a Palo Pinto County parole violation for multiple sexual assault convictions, as well as failing to register as a violent sex offender. Jailers say they identified behavioral concerns and sent the inmate to My Health, My Resources of Tarrant County. Within a couple days, MHMR cleared the man to go back to jail. On Thursday, the inmate was found unresponsive by his cellmate. Despite life-saving treatment, the man eventually died at John Peter Smith Hospital. Jail officials say officers intervened and prevented 390 suicide attempts last year, and there have been 24 such interventions so far this year. From the 24-Hour News Center, Mark Lambert, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some of our trees may fall for the head fake that spring was on its way when we saw those warm temps. Now that the bluebonnets are starting to bloom already. They're popping up around Big Bend Ranch State Park down in southwestern Texas. Bastrop County is also seeing some of their bluebonnets are popping up. Plant expert at A&M says the early bloom is because we've seen some really warm temperatures lately. People be out there clogging up traffic in no time, getting their family pictures taken.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning. Do I detect a nose growing a little bit there? You stayed up that late and watched this.
That's my voice this morning. So, yeah, be gentle
like
with
actually
people.
Actually yelling at the TV and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of hooting and or hollering in my place.
I think you're one of the few people listening to this broadcast right now that actually made it through the entire Super Bowl last night. My gosh, I couldn't make it.
They're not like us.
No. Stock market looks a bit higher today. I guess we figured it out. So the deal is, every Monday, the last two Mondays have been terrible. We've all come in here fat and happy and coming off, you know, gains the prior week or something like that. Then all of a sudden it's here's, you know, hide and go seek or whatever it is, deep seek. And that killed us one Monday. And then there was the next Monday, it was tariffs. So what we did is we had this up market last week. And then we knew Monday was coming, so on Friday we sold everything just in case there was bad news over the weekend. Sure enough, there was some bad news over the weekend. We've got more tariffs. Now they're going after the steel industry and everything else. But guess what? We already got the selling out of the way on Friday, and right now the industrials average looks up 240 points, the NASDAQ up 173, and the S&P average looks up 33 points. Meanwhile, money is still rushing to hide in gold. It is hitting another record high today, up $43 an ounce at $29.30/$40, just in case the crazy stuff keeps happening. The shares of McDonald's are trading a little bit higher today. The earnings are out. That's a Dow stock. And the earnings were in line revenue is probably below expectations, but overall, the international business was good. It was supposed to be negative. It was positive. U.S. was negative, down 1.4% on same-store sales, but that's because they're discounting so heavily. So the long and short of it is that's playing well. No economic news today. We do get Jay Powell testifying before Congress tomorrow, and that should make a lot of headlines. But right now, everything looks higher right across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Medications for the flu might be tougher to find. Cases continue to spike here in North Texas.
Runny noses, pesky coughs, fever, and body aches. Flu-like symptoms seem to be all around.
Still so high. We're still getting multiples every day, all day.
Similar thing.
Chief epidemiologist at Tarrant County Public Health, Russ Jones, spoke in front of the Fort Worth City Council, briefing them on the spike in flu cases.
Well, over a quarter of the people coming to the ER have flu-like symptoms.
That's a 28% increase attributed in part to flu outbreaks in schools, with more than 40 Tarrant County schools reporting outbreaks in the last 2 weeks.
That's NBC5's Alicia Barrera.
A judge dismisses Tarrant County from a civil suit over the death of an inmate. Anthony Johnson Jr. died while in custody last April after a struggle with officers outside of his cell. His family argued that the county was liable in his death. Nine people are still named in the lawsuit.
Meanwhile, at 7:27, a school voucher bill that quickly sailed through the Senate. We told you about last week. It could come to the State House as soon as this week.
The version that passed the Senate would give parents about $12,000 to pull their kid from public school and send them to a private school. Clay Robinson with the Texas State Teachers Association says it would cost $1 billion in the first year, but it goes up to $6 billion next budget cycle.
There's nothing fiscally conservative about this bill.
He warns that it could blow a hole in the budget. It's unclear what the House version will look like, but the House Speaker believes it will pass. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.